Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Wednesday morning. It'll be hot but dry and the tropics are quiet, and we'll take it, right? And matter of fact, we're going to talk next hour with Barry Keim, LSU health meteorologist, and about the Azor High and what's keeping the hurricane season so quiet, and La Nina and the likelihood of it. Hurricane season getting more active in October, which would certainly seem atypical, but we'll talk to him about that. Dane Cigalino joins us now, our friend, professor of law at Loyola. Good morning, Dane. How are you?
Just fine, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. I just want to warn the audience, you're about to hear two of the most brilliant legal minds in the history of the country. Just kidding. I always like to make you laugh, Dane. That's the only reason I bring that up. Right. Let's talk seriously, though, about this Vasquez case, which is a tragedy on all accounts. A lot of people want to know why the mother isn't charged with murder. And take us through the legalities involved here. And I guess it comes down to what you can think one thing, but it doesn't matter what you think. It's what you prove, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, in order to be charged with murder under Louisiana law, the prosecution would have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that she had the specific intent to kill or cause great bodily harm to her child. And they certainly could not prove that. So it's not an intentional killing. It is, unfortunately, an accidental one. And as an accidental killing, it fits most cleanly as a negligent homicide, because a reasonable person wouldn't have supervised this now deceased child the way his mother did. And because a reasonable person would have done it differently, her departure from that standard of the reasonable person, gross departure, amounts, at least according to the prosecution, amounts to negligent homicide.
Can you go in a little bit of what that gross departure was, what she did that the reasonable person would not have done, or what she didn't do that the reasonable person would have done?
Yeah, it's essentially a culpable omission, because she did not do what a reasonable person would have done, which would have been to take reasonable efforts to secure the house, to make sure that the child couldn't wander out, particularly when the reasonable person would have known that they were close to water where the child could drown, or if she was aware of the alligators in the pond, that the child could have been the victim of an alligator attack as he was. So those are the reasonable things that a person would have done, a reasonable parent would have done, that she didn't do, that are the essentially the culpable omissions that she's being charged with.
Where does the past history of her and this child fit in?
Yeah, as a technical matter, whether she failed to care for him in a reasonable manner in the past or not is not an element of this offense, but it's certainly something that motivated the prosecutor in this case the police in their charging decision, because she had essentially neglected the child before, and that informed their decision making on whether this was a gross departure. It also, there'll be, I'm sure, a squabbling at trial about this, about whether or not that prior bad conduct on her part is going to be admissible in this trial. And the the prosecution is going to argue that it is indicative of a pattern of practice that should be admissible, and it's not just an effort to paint her as a bad character who deserves to be punished.
Would that be admissible if it goes to trial?
Well, that's going to be a fight, and there always is a fight on what's called prior act evidence. 404B evidence is the technical term from the Louisiana Code of Evidence, and it's all going to bear on whether or not she was negligent. So I would think that the judge is probably going to let it in, but there's certainly going to be motion practice on it.
And as far as the criminal, the definition of what she's charged with, we'll get into this when we get back. The defense attorney said that at worst this is a major mistake. It's not a crime of violence, but I don't know if she's charged with a crime of violence or not, and what the state definition of the law says that she's charged with. I think she's in a world of trouble, and in my opinion, it's just my opinion, not Dane Cialino's, I think rightfully so, because this is just a tragedy what happened to that poor young man. 7:50, 10 till 8, more when we come back. Traffic, WWL. Hi, 7:56, 4 till 8, talking to Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola University, our friend who always helps walk us through these complicated legal issues, about what it is that Hilda Vasquez is charged with. What exactly is she charged with, Dane, and what are the definitions of those laws?
She's charged with negligent homicide and second-degree cruelty to juveniles. And you know, oddly enough, the crime of second-degree cruelty to juveniles carries a much more severe potential sentence than negligent homicide. You could only get 10 years for negligent homicide, but an offender can get up to 40.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Years for second degree cruelty to juveniles.
So people would say, why not first degree cruelty to juveniles?
Well, that crime doesn't exist. In the Louisiana criminal code, there are lots of, quote, second-degree crimes that usually involve as a material element that the defendant caused great bodily harm to the victim.
All right, if you keep in score at home, that's one brilliant legal mind, not two. What kind of time is she looking at?
Well, up to 10 years, a minimum of two, since a child under 10 is the victim of a negligent homicide, if she's convicted of that, and then up to 40 years if she's sentenced for second-degree cruelty to juveniles. So these are obviously very serious felonies that she's looking at, even though it's not murder or manslaughter.
This has nothing to do with Hilda Vasquez. I want to be clear about that. This is a hypothetical case. But if a parent decides to do away with their child and puts the child in a situation where the child could be harmed and then turns their back for a moment or wanders off for a moment or leaves the child alone for a moment, especially if it is a special needs child, that's no excuse, is it?
It's not an excuse, but it wouldn't be probably a crime because if someone just is guilty of ordinary negligence, that would be a tragic accident, but not a crime unless it's a gross departure from the standard of a reasonable parent.
Compare and contrast with leaving a child in the back seat of a car, if you would, Dane. And that I don't know how that applies to the law and sometimes the discretion of the district attorney, right?
Yeah, and we have that sad discussion every summer, it seems. Mm-hmm. Although I don't recall any happening this summer.
Thank God.
Exactly. That is a crime that when it occurs, prosecutors look at all the facts and circumstances. If the parent really was just absent-minded on this one occasion, that falls into the tragic accident category. But if the parent is going inside of a casino to gamble or drink or doing something that makes the whole episode look more culpable for the offender, that's when we see the criminal charges.
Thank you, Dane. I appreciate it as always. Have a good day.
You too.
Dane Cianlino, professor of law at Loyola. I always like to make him laugh by calling myself a brilliant legal mind. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Barry Keim, LSU health climatologist, about the Azor High and why it is that hurricane season's been so quiet in La Nina and the possibility of October becoming more active. And then we'll talk to Ed Chervenak about last night's mayoral debate. A lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.